在我认识的几个朋友当中，曾经有几个朋友呢曾经自杀过，我有几个朋友曾经有自杀的经验。
I have a few friends who actually contemplated suicide.
所以因此呢，我对这个自杀感到很大的好奇。
And therefore, this has stirred up a curiosity in me in people wanting to attempt suicide.
人为什么会想要自杀
？How is it that men can think of suicide?
其实，在我们这家东堂哦，家东堂一个姐妹的姐姐，现在是我们的信徒。我碰到他的时候，他已经自杀三次了。
So in our Telok Kurau Church, we have a member whose sister had attempted suicide three times.
他那时候年纪很轻。
At that time, she was still young.
才十几岁而已。
She was only in her teens.
但已经自杀三次了。
But she has attempted suicide three times.
家境不是贫穷。
It was not that she came from a poor family.
生活不是不好。
It wasn't that she led a hard life.
但是她还是想要自杀。
But yet she attempted suicide.
所以人为什么要自杀
？How is it that people can contemplate suicide?
当然，我相信我们各位呢都没有自杀的经验。
I believe none of us here have the experience.
但是我们要去明白他们这些人到底为什么有这样的心情。
But we must understand how is it that some people actually have such thoughts.
而且自杀的人呢，包括各阶层都有。
And people who attempted suicide comes from all walks of life.
从王公贵族到走卒贩夫。
So from the royalties to the commoners, everyone would have, people of different walks of life would have, attempted suicide.
每个阶层都有人会自杀。
And in every stratum in society, there are such people.
在差不多十年前，法国一个在任的总理呢，他自杀。
One decade ago, the French premier attempted suicide.
他是自杀了啊。
And he committed suicide.
他那时候呢，他还在当总理。
At that time, he was still the prime minister of the country.
换句话说，他权力很大。
He was one full of authority.
他能够用各样的方式来保护自己。
And he could have used all means to protect himself.
但是他却选择了自杀。
But he chose to commit suicide.
那时候给我们一个很大的一种冲击啊。
And it gives us it sets us in thinking.
所以社会上就讨论了很多有关于自杀的问题。
And many people in society discuss about suicide.
到底自杀是对的呢，还是不对的
？So is it a right thing or a wrong thing to commit suicide?
当然，赞成对的人是认为说他自杀是为了要保住他的名誉。
Of course, those people who are for suicide says that people do so in order to guard their own name.
因为他被人有一个误会
，For they have been misunderstood by others，
人却不再相信他的解释了
，And no one believed their explanation anymore。
他虽然是总理
，And even though he was the prime minister，
他还是选择自杀
，But he chose to commit suicide，
要让跟世人做一个无言的抗议
，And it was a silent protest before the people，
告诉他们说我是清白的
，To tell them that I am innocent。
所以有些人很赞成他自杀
，And therefore there are people who agreed to the suicide attempt of this prime minister.
没有错，他自杀之后，面对死的人呢，大家都不再攻击他。
And it was true that after his death, his critics were no longer vocal.
那时候，法国总统讲了一句很有名的话。
And the president said a very famous saying.
因为他那时候很生气啊。
He was in anger.
他说总理呢是被狗咬死的。
He said that the prime minister was beaten to death by dogs.
就是被你们这些没有道德人逼死的。
Meaning to say, he was forced to his death by immoral people like you.
但是不管怎么样，他选择了自杀。
But no matter what, the fact is that he has committed suicide.
当然有人反对他自杀。
But of course, there were people who were against the suicide.
认为说自杀是一个最懦弱的行为。
Saying that suicide is attempted by it is actually a very weak manifestation of a person.
我想很少行为像自杀这样的争执。
I feel that there are few manifestations that
有很少的行为呢，像自杀这件事情呢，那么会容易起争执。自杀有人说是很高贵，有人说是很懦弱。
Some people say that suicide is a noble act while others view it as a weakling, and therefore this is an issue hotly debated amongst other behaviors.
所以你很难找到一个行为呢，人类的行为像自杀一样，好的那么的好，坏的这么的坏啊。
Therefore, it is hard to find any other human behavior that will evoke such strong reactions in people where views are on both extremes.
那反对的人是认为说他太软弱了。
Those who oppose to suicide feels that people who do so are very weak.
他不应该选择自杀来抗议。
They should not choose suicide as a way to protest.
他应该跟他们拼到底。
But he, the person has to, debate to the end with his critics.
然后让真相能够显出来。
In order to manifest the truth.
但是不管怎么样，他自杀了。
But the fact is, he has committed suicide.
我们知道神是不允许我们自杀的。
We know that God does not permit suicide.
因为你自杀，你将那所有的可能成为不可能了。自杀呢，是将所有的可能的东西变成不可能了。
Suicide is such that whatever possibilities come to an end.
当人还活着的时候
，When a person is alive.
有许多的事情虽然是绝望，但是还是可能。
There are many situations which people feel hopeless about, but yet they are still possible ways.
我想很多心生重病的人继续活着呢，就是在等候那可能的出现。
There are many people who are in who are facing critical diseases, yet they live on because of hope.
那如果人自杀了
，But if a person should commit suicide,
他会让任何的可能变成不可能。
So he will make, he will bring an end to any possibility.
神他不允许我们自杀。
Therefore, God does not permit suicide.
因为神在我们身上有许多的工作。
God has given us various tasks to do.
当然，我们也不能毁灭掉神所创造的生命。
And of course, we cannot, terminate the life that God has created.
但是这些人为什么要自杀
？But why do people commit suicide？
我想一个人要自杀，应该不是马上想要自杀。
I believe that when a person contemplates suicide, it is not something that was immediate.
他已经经过一个很长的挣扎。
It would have been a long struggle.
那在他挣扎当中，一定有许多人去安慰他。
And in the midst of his struggle, there would be many people offering him comfort.
许多人去鼓励他。
People offering him encouragement.
许多人要出来替他讲话。
And people who would stand up and speak out for him.
但是你会逐渐的发觉到说，这个人呢，他逐渐听不见声音。
But gradually, this person is oblivious to the sound around him.
很多人在跟他讲话。
When people, many people speak to him.
但他已经在听不见了。
But he could no longer hear their words.
他感觉到他非常的孤单。
He feels that he is alone.
他会越走越孤单。
And the more he treads on, the lonelier he feels.
本来说不定有十个好朋友陪着他。
Originally, there may be 10 good friends by his side.
但是因为他的路太深远了。
But because he has ventured deep on this path.
他的痛苦太深了。
And he has much and deep sorrows.
不是这些人不再陪他。
It is not that these people stopped walking with him.
而是已经没有办法再陪下去了。
But they could no longer journey with him.
因为这个痛苦已经没有人能够了解的。
Because this sorrow is something that is beyond others' understanding.
没有一句安慰的话能够安慰的。
There's no longer one comforting word that can comfort him.
所以他一直的往前走。
Therefore, he continued in his path.
他会发觉到说他身边虽然有很多人，但是他觉得不再有人了。
And even though there may be many people physically by his side, but he feels that there is none by his side.
他常是在人家最关心他的时候自杀的。
And at the point where people show him most concern, it is that point that he commits suicide.
所以旁人会很惊讶，为什么要自杀？
And people by his side would be alarmed by his attempt.
因为每个人是这么的爱他。
For many people felt that they loved
him. 每个人是这么的想要替他讲几句话。
And many people wanted to speak out for him.
但是他完全听不见。
But he cannot hear.
所以他走到一个很没有路的路了。
So he comes to a dead end.
他觉得既然已经没有路了。
He feels that since it is a dead end,
那再活下去也没什么意思啊。
There's no point and meaningless to live on.
所以他就干脆呢，先结束自己的生命。
Therefore, he might as well and his own life，
在我们的信仰生活当中
，in our life of faith，
或是在我们平常的生活当中
，or perhaps in our normal life，
我们是不是曾经走到好像没有路的时候
？So have we experienced walking as if we have met a dead end？
所有台上的道理再也没有办法安慰我们了。
And no other sermons from the pulpit can offer us any more comfort。
我们的失望是那么的彻底。
Our disappointment is so great。
我们的愤怒是那么彻底。
Our frustration is so great。
我们对神的作为是那么的不能够去了解。
And we feel that we cannot understand the workings of God。
所以怎么讲都没有办法听得进去。
And no matter what is spoken, we cannot hear anymore。
所以逐渐的找不到一条路回到教会来。
And gradually, the person is not able to find a path that leads back to church.
你想要去，但是你感觉到没有路。
So you feel that you have come to a dead end.
你想要去教会，但是你找不到路。
Or even when you want to go to church, you cannot find the way.
因为就是说，这条路不是到你想要去的教会的地方。
And the path that you are walking will is not one that leads you to the church.
所以你跟神会越来越远，跟弟兄姐妹会越来越远。
Therefore, you will draw further and further away from God and further away from the brethren.
这是一个很深的孤单。
This is a very great loneliness.
当然，我们不是唯一的一个人。
And of course, we are not the only one.
其实古圣徒也曾经都经历过这样的路程。
The ancient saints had experienced similar paths.
约伯经过患难之后。
When Job went through tribulation,
他的朋友想来安慰他，没有办法安慰。
His friends wanted to comfort him, but they could not.
所以只能看着他跟他一起哭啊。
So they could only face him and wept with him.
到最后约伯讲话了。
And ultimately Job spoke.
他第一句话是什么？
And what was his first words?
我为什么被生出来？
So why am I chastened by God?
我的生日应当是被咒诅的。
So I curse the day of my birth.
为什么我要存在？
Why do I exist?
为什么我不死去？
Why don't I die?
这个应该没有人能够安慰他了。
Therefore there was no one who could comfort him.
他遭遇这么大的患难。
He met with such a great tribulation.
谁有一个安慰的话语能够告诉他？
And God has a comforting word for him.
纵使你有一句能够安慰他的话语安慰他。
Or even if you have one comforting word for him.
我想他应该听不见。
He would not be able to hear it.
这个你不能怪他。
And you cannot blame him.
其实我们做人要有点人性。
Actually for us, we need to have feelings.
我们不要信耶稣信到完全没有人性。
We must not believe in Jesus till the point where we are devoid of feeling.
我们看约伯讲了许多的话语。
When we look at the words spoken by Job,
你就说他怎么可以讲这种话？
And you will wonder why he spoke those words.
但是你如果看到约伯记的四十一章。
But when you look at Job chapter 41,
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
神跟他朋友讲说，约伯讲对了，你们讲错了。
So God said to his friends that Job was correct and you are wrong.
这会出乎你的意料之外。
And this will take you by surprise.
因为你怎么看他那三个朋友都没有讲错什么话。
For no matter how you look at it, his three friends did not utter any wrong words.
你要靠神啦。
You must rely on God.
你要检讨你自己啦。
You must examine yourself.
神是公义的，他绝对不会击打无辜的人呐。
God is righteous and he will not punish the innocent.
每一句话都像我们讲台里面的话。
So every word spoken by the friends are just like sermons from the pulpit.
约伯他怎么说呢？
And what did Job say?
神你怎么击打我？
How did God chasten me?
我要跟你辩论。
So I want to debate with you.
我是绝对没有错的。
So I have absolutely no fault.
你就说他怎么可以这么讲话？
And how could Job say such words?
但是你看神最后怎么说呢？
But ultimately, what did God say?
我们来看约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
约伯记的第四十二章。
Job chapter 42.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这里呢，神就对约伯的三个朋友发怒了。
And God's anger burned against the three friends of Job.
因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的事啊。
Because for you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
然后在第八节他又重复了一次。
And verse 8 he repeated.
说你们要去找我的约伯仆人约伯为你们献祭啊。
Go to my servant Job to offer up for yourselves a burnt offering.
因为你们说的呢不对，他说的才是对的。
Because you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
这很出我们意料之外。
So this takes us by surprise.
所以当一个人在受苦的时候
，When a person is in suffering，
当一个人遇到一个很大的灾难的时候
，When a person meets with a great tribulation，
你去访问他
，And when you visit him，
你听见他在抱怨
And you listen to his grievances.
这些话你就当作没有听见。
And it is as though you did not hear it.
我们应该有个规矩。
We ought to have this order.
当一个人遇到重大打击的时候,
when a person meets with a great setback,
在某一段时间之内, 他所讲的话, 你不要当作真的。
So, for a period of time, the words that he speaks, you must not treat it as real.
我们现在是可惜是, 我们越访问, 然后听人家说, 哎呀, 他没有信心, 那失去信心了。
So, when we visit such members, and the more we hear them speak, we feel that they have lost their faith.
我们会这么轻易地判断, 为什么?
So why do we so quickly judge them? It is because we have not experienced the loneliness that he has experienced. Therefore, our words will add more hurt to him. Just like the three friends of Job. Whatever they said was right. But then these words hurt Job. And it hurt God as well. Therefore, God said, the three of you have spoken wrongly.
我的约伯才讲的才是对的。
Only my servant Job has spoken correctly.
这很值得我们深思熟虑，我们要去想想看，为什么神是这么说。
So, God's words to them is something worthy of our reflection.
我们一定要去慢慢去了解这些受苦的人。
We must slowly and gradually try to understand people in suffering.
但你永远不可能去了解一个人。
Of course, it is not possible for you to understand a person fully. But at the very least, you must put in your hearts to ponder. I always feel that in society, in the world, there are many good authors. There's a French writer,
Hugo.
So he wrote many books that are touching.
他有一个叫 Les Misérables 在伦敦上演十几年还没有下来。
And Hugo wrote Les Misérables.
在伦敦上演十几年了还在演。
And it was performed in London for over 10 years, and they are still performing Les Misérables.
你真的是不可思议，一同一个电影院演十年还在那个地方。
And it is difficult to imagine that a performance can last for 10 years and they are still performing. I believe it has been more than
10 years.
So whenever I visited London, the same theatre would be having the same performance. And I was in Europe for almost 30 years.
我想说这些人怎么会让人这么喜欢?
So I was wondering how come some writers are so popular or well accepted.
因为他们里面所写的人写得非常的细。
Because they have added very great detail to the characters in their stories.
让你产生一种很自然的一种感情出现。
And it will naturally draw out some feelings in you.
他可以很了解那些受苦的人的受的苦。
They are able to understand the sufferings of people in suffering.
那些作恶的人的心的恶毒
and understand the wickedness of wicked people.
所以我们也要试着去琢磨这些。
Therefore, we must also try to attempt to
understand such feelings.
That when you are faced with a person in suffering,
我们倒回来讲我们的孩子吧。
And look at our own children.
当我们的孩子考试考得很差了，很打击很大回来了。
So when our children fail badly in their examination and they come back downhearted.
他哭着跟你说，妈妈，我不要再去学校了。
And he cried to you and said, Mommy, I do not want to go to school anymore.
你会不会抓住这一句话，天天打他？
So will you start caning him for these words?
你怎么可以说不去学校？
How can you say you are not going to school?
我相信他这一句话，你听在心里会很痛。
So I believe that when you hear these words, it pains your heart.
这是完全没有道理的话。
It is a very unreasonable thing.
你怎么可以不去学校?
How can you not go to school?
但是你那个时候绝对不会因为这句话打他。
But at that point, you will not cane the child because of these words.
你也不会因为这句话看低他。
And you will not look down on him because of his words.
但是我们今天面对那沉重打击的弟兄姐妹。
And when we are faced with a person, with brothers and sisters who suffer great setbacks.
他们稍微讲一句话，我们抓住了啊，你看，没有信心。
So we cannot catch hold of certain words they say and say that they have no faith.
他怎么会不伤心?
So how could they not feel hurt?
所以有时候这个路是被我们堵住了。
Sometimes the path has been blocked by us.
让他找不到回来的道路。
Or sometimes the road has been blocked and they cannot find the way back.
因为没有一扇门是替他开的。
And there's no door that seems open to them.
当然圣经里面有许多人找不到路。
Of course, there are many people in the Bible who could not find a way.
我想这种感觉是很痛苦的感觉。
I believe that such feelings are painful.
我们知道夏甲被亚伯拉罕赶出去。
Just as Hagar was driven out of the house by Abraham.
其实亚伯拉罕不想赶他。
Actually, Abraham did not intend to do that.
但是神呢，借着撒拉告诉亚伯拉罕说，这个孩子一定要被赶走。
But God told Sarah to tell Abraham that this child must be driven out.
应该这么说了，撒拉告诉亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕说他不要赶了。
So Sarah told Abraham to drive them out, but Abraham at first did not want to.
然后神就跟亚伯拉罕说，撒拉讲的是对的了。
And when God told Abraham, listen to Sarah for what she said was right.
你要将夏甲赶出去。You
must drive Sarah out, Hagar out of your house.
包括他的儿子以实玛利。And
that includes her son Ishmael.
但这对亚伯拉罕是一件很痛苦的事情。Of
course, it was something painful for Abraham.
因为他很想保留住他的亲生儿子跟夏甲。But
for he wanted to retain his own son and Hagar.
但是呢，神不允许。But
God did not permit.
所以圣经就有这么的一段的记载。And
there's this part recorded in the Bible.
我们要请看创世纪21章。Let's
turn to Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪21章。
Genesis chapter 21.
21章的第14节。
Chapter 21 verse 14.
我们仔细来揣摩这几个动作。
So let us try to understand their actions.
你看这两个人之间的一种痛苦。
Look at the pain experienced by both parties.
亚伯拉罕清早起来。
Abraham rose early in the morning.
拿了饼和一袋的水给了夏甲。
And took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar.
然后将它放在他的肩头上。
And put it on her shoulder.
又将以实玛利带来交给了他。
And he brought Ishmael and passed it to Hagar.
然后就说你们走吧。
And sent them away.
然后夏甲就离开了。
And Hagar departed.
我想这整个动作对亚伯拉罕讲是一个很沉重的动作。
So I believe that Abraham would feel very heavy in his heart doing this action.
他遵守神的命令。
He obeyed God's commandment.
他内心有很多的不舍。
But then he has much reluctance in his heart.
其实我们很多的时候是这个样子的。
So actually for us, many a time we are like that.
很多时候你必须要处理一件事情。
Sometimes we have to deal with a matter.
因为圣经这么交代。
Because the Bible has given you this instruction.
但是你内心有很多的不舍。
But you, in your heart there is much reluctance.
他将夏甲赶出去了。
And he drove Hagar out of the house.
但我相信亚伯兰是一直站着看着他们离开。
And I believe Abraham would have stood there long to see them depart.
看着夏甲带着他的儿子以实玛利走了。
And he saw Hagar bringing his son Ishmael away.
他们身上就有一袋的水跟饼。
And they just had one skin of water and some bread.
要走的路非常的远。
They have to travel a long journey.
一直走到。 要不然看不见他的太太,
so
看不见夏甲,
they went until Abraham could see them no more.
当然了，夏甲再看不见亚伯拉罕。
And Hagar could not see Abraham anymore.
他就带着他儿子慢慢的走旷野的道路。
And she brought her son and walked in the wilderness.
结果走迷路了。
And they were lost.
走迷的路。
They were lost in their way.
当然圣经写的是走迷的路。
The Bible recorded that they were wandering.
然后水用尽了。
And the water was used up. So let us not read the Bible too quickly.
水用走迷路了。
They were wandering in the wilderness.
然后水用尽了。
And then the water in the skin was used up.
你去想象这中间会发生什么事情。
So try to imagine what would happen in between.
当夏甲发现路走错了。
When Hagar discovered that she has lost her way.
你看她内心有多么大的紧张。
So imagine how worried she would be.
水是固定的只有一袋。
So there was only one fixed skin of water.
两个人要喝啊。
And both of them had to share the
所以当夏甲发现路走错了。
And when Hagar discovered that she had gone the wrong way.
她应该没有跟以实玛利讲。
She would not tell Ishmael about it.
但是她开始减少自己的水量了。
But then she would try to reduce her water consumption.
但她同样的一杯水给以实玛利。
And she would give the cup of water to each meal.
然后一直绕，一直绕，绕不出来。
And then she was trying to find her way out, but she could not.
水越来越少。
And then the water became, the water is reduced.
她没有办法了，以实玛利亚只能喝半杯。
So Ishmael can now only drink half a cup.
她自己喝四分之一杯。
And she would only drink one tenth of it.
越走越紧张。
And then the more she wondered, the more worried.
因为那时候水减少的速度感觉上会越来越快。
Because at that time, you feel that the water is depleting very quickly.
那是一种心里面的感觉。
So this is actually psychological.
虽然你越喝越少。
And the more you drink, then that will prompt you to drink very little.
但它的减少速度却觉得很快。
But then you feel that the water is depleting very quickly.
到最后水没有了。
And ultimately, the water was used up.
路也没有找到。
And she could still not find her way out.
这是完全的绝望啊。
So she was in total hopelessness.
所以这几天是多么的痛苦。
So imagine how painful it would be.
所以她到最后将孩子放在树底下。
And then she placed her son under the shrub.
她自己走得很远啊。
And she went at a distance.
圣经说她不忍心看到孩子死。
The Bible says that she was not. She did not want, or she could not bear to see her son die.
因为她知道说孩子一定会渴死的。
Because she knew that the child would thirst to death.
做一个妈妈怎么舍得？
And how would a mother bear to see that?
她不愿意看见这个。
She was not willing to see.
但她又不愿意不看见她的儿子。
But she was at the same time not willing to lose sight of her child.
所以将孩子放得远远的，看到一个影子，但是不晓得他的痛苦，不晓得他的表情。
Therefore, she place him at a distance and look at him from afar, not wanting to see his reaction.
然后放声大哭。
And then she wailed loudly.
为什么？
Why?
没有路了。
Because she has no water.
没有水了。
She has no water.
结果这个时候神显现。
And at this time God appeared.
让她看见旁边有一口水井。
To allow her to see that there's a well of water by the side.
这口水井到底存不存在？
So whether this well of water existed.
是不是本来就存在，但是他没有看见
？Or was it there, but she did not see it?
还是神这个时候才挖了一口水井给他
？Or could it be at this point God dug a well for her?
这个我们不知道。
We do not know that.
就像我们有时候找东西，其实就在我们身边，我们怎么找都找不到。
Sometimes it is just like us looking for a missing item. It is just with us, but we cannot see it.
但是不管怎么样，对夏甲来讲，他没有路了。
But to Hagar, she has no more way.
但在神来看还有啊。
But in God's eyes, there was still a way.
所以你为什么哭
？So why do you cry?
还有一口水井啊。
There's still a well of water.
不管它是以前存在还是现在才存在。
Whether the well existed before or just happened to exist now.
对神来说，这是存在的。
But in God's eyes, this was something that existed.
对人来说是已经没有路了。
And to man, he has come to a wit's end.
就像以色列百姓来到了红海的旁边。
Just as the Israelites came to the shore of, to the side of the Red Sea.
他们才离开埃及地。
They had just departed from the land of Egypt.
本来是高高兴兴离开埃及地。
Originally, they left joyfully.
突然之间，红海挡在前面了。
Suddenly, they are blocked by the Red Sea.
后面埃及的追兵也过来了。
And from behind, the army of the Egyptians were pursuing them.
所以百姓就开始紧张了。
And the multitude started to panic.
开始哭闹了。
And they started to cry out.
为什么带我们出来？
Why did you bring us out?
为什么不让我们死在埃及？
Why don't you allow us to die in Egypt?
那怎么看都是没有路了。
So no matter how they looked, there was no more way.
这是一个很深的失望。
So it was a deep disappointment.
是不是我们信主以后会有点后悔？
Is it that sometimes we regret believing in the Lord?
好像还没信主以前听了很多的应许。
It seems that before we believe, we have heard of many promises.
信了主以后好像都没有。
And after we believe in the Lord, we do not see any of these promises.
不但没有，而且路越来越窄。
And not only do we not receive any promise, the path becomes narrower.
所以有时候我们会像以色列百姓一样有点后悔。
And just like the Israelites, sometimes we are filled with regret.
我开始抱怨了。
And we start to murmur.
为什么这个事情让我遇见了？
Why do I encounter such a matter?
当神告诉百姓说。不要害怕。
But God told the people, do not be afraid.
你们要站住。
You must stand still.
看神怎么要显出那能力来。
Stand and see how God manifests His power.
再怎么看都是没有路。
So no matter how they they look at it, there was no way.
但神叫摩西拿起他的拐杖,
but God told Moses to raise his rod.
他向海一伸啊,
and when he touched the sea,
没有路的大海打开一条道路,
so the, originally there was no way, but then a way was opened.
这条路非常的大,
and it was a broad way.
大到200万人可以通过,
so broad that 2 million people could pass through.
大到整个埃及的军队都可以下去,
and it was such a broad way that the whole Egyptian army could go into it.
这条路到底存不存在?
But was this path present?
我们人怎么看都是不存在的,
so no matter how we look at it, it wasn't.
但神怎么看都是存在的,
but in God's eyes, there was a way.
他看就是有,
so when he looked at it, there was a way.
但是我们却看不见,
but we cannot see it.
我们常常忘记了,
so often we forget.
常常忘记了神也在看,
often we forget that God is looking as well.
不是只有我们在看,
it is not we who are looking.
神也在看着我们,
God is also looking at us.
祂也在替我们寻找道路,
he is also seeking a way for us.
就像越过一样,
just like the up of the
mountain, 祂替我们先走三天的道路,
so they have to walk 3 days journey,
让我们寻找, 让我们可以安歇的地方,
to find a resting place.
耶稣先替我们走了三天,
Jesus Christ went 3 days before us,
预备好了再回来,
and when he has prepared, he came back.
所以很多的路其实都已经有人走过了,
so actually there are many ways that have been trodden by others.
至少神走过了,
at the very least God has trodden that way, but we cannot see it.
所以这造成我们一个很大的困扰,
therefore we are often filled with doubts,
让我们一个很大的伤心,
and we often have disappointments.
但这个不能责备我们,
but
这没有办法责备我们, 我们不, 这个没有办法责备的,
but we cannot rebuke people for that.
你如果是夏甲,你一样会哭的,
if you are Hagar, you would similarly weep.
一定会哭的,
you will surely weep.
那以色列百姓也是一样,
and it was the same for the Israelites.
约瑟是一个让我很尊敬的人,
Joseph is one that I deeply respect.
约伯受的苦很大,
Job suffered greatly,
但是时间不是非常的长,
but the period of suffering was not very long.
但是约瑟是好几年,
but Joseph suffered for many years.
从17岁开始受苦,
when he was 17, he started his
30岁当宰相,
suffering. And when he was 30, he became the premier.
到39岁才见到他的家人,
and when he was 39, only did he meet with his family members.
这当中他受了许多的苦楚,
so he has gone through much suffering during the process.
他是越遵守神的道,越遇到路越来越小,
and the more he kept the commandments of God, the narrower his path became.
这跟我们想象的不一样,
and this is different from what we would expect.
我们以为说遵守神的道理路会越来越大,
sometimes we feel that the more we keep God's commandments, the broader the way will become for us.
但是约瑟所遇的不是这样,
but Joseph had a different encounter.
路越来越小,
his path became narrower,
到最后下到监狱里面去了,
and ultimately he was thrown in prison,
下到地窖的监狱里面去了,
and he was thrown into a dungeon.
已经没有路了,
there was no way,
再也没有路了,
and he has no more way.
但他持守着遵守神的道理,
but he still kept God's commandments.
一直到他遇见了酒政,
until he met with the cupbearer.
当这酒政被救出去之后,
and when the cupbearer was delivered,
我想这是约瑟最痛苦的时候,
it was also Joseph at the peak of his suffering.
因为这时候他很有大的盼望啊,
for he was filled with great hope.
终于神听了我的祷告,
finally God has heard my prayer.
终于神差遣一个人到我身边来了,
finally God has sent someone by my side.
终于这个人可以救我出去了,
and someone who could deliver me out of prison.
所以他就跟酒政讲,
and he told the cupbearer,
你出去之后,
after you depart from prison,
你千万不要忘记我,
please do not forget me.
你要告诉法老啊,
you must tell Pharaoh,
我是希伯来人,
that I am a Hebrew,
我没有犯罪,
I have not committed
anything
wrong, I want to return home.
酒政就出去了,
and the cupbearer left the prison,
他就恢复官位了,
and he was restored to his
position. 他就替法老倒酒了,
and he was the cupbearer for the Pharaoh.
问题是他的同伴啊, 散长被杀死了,
and the other companion of his that was thrown into prison,
所以,
the baker, the chief baker was killed.
所以酒政不可能忘记约瑟,
therefore it was not possible for the cupbearer to forget Joseph.
怎么样都是不可能的,
so it was not possible for him to forget,
因为他生活一个很大的改变,
because there was a great change in his fate.
是约瑟告诉他的,
and it was Joseph who told him.
所以我相信酒政出去之后,
so I believe that after the cupbearer left,
约瑟应该是天天唱诗啊,
so Joseph would be singing hymns every day.
他很高兴,
he was very happy.
神终于开路了,
that finally God has opened a way.
所以他就等着, 王派人来见他出去。
So he was just waiting for Pharaoh to send men to deliver him out of prison.
所以酒的出去之后，只要监狱的门被打开啊。
So when the cupbearer left, the prison door seemed open.
约瑟丁是以为是来带他的。约瑟丁以为是来带他出去的。
So whenever prison doors open, Joseph would have thought that there are people coming to deliver him.
耳朵会竖起来。
And then his ears would move.
会站起来。
And he would stand up.
找我了。
They are looking for me.
结果不是。
But every time it is not.
门又哐关起来。
Then the prison gates are closed.
他会祷告啊。
And he would pray.
神啊。
God.
千万不要让酒神忘记啊。
Please do not let the cupbearer forget me.
应该是明天吧。
It should be tomorrow.
明天门又打开了。
And tomorrow the prison gates.
他站起来了。
And he stood up.
门又关起来了。
And then the gates closed.
约瑟在祷告。
And Joseph.
我想我们每个人都应该会这个样子的。
I believe.We will behave in the same way.
而且是越来越紧张啊。
And then the more we will get more anxious. 三次、
四次、五次，怎么有可能不是我？
After three times, four times, five times, how is it that it is not me?
到了第六次门再关起来。
And finally, the sixth time, the gates closed.
不是来找他的。
And it is not to look for him.
我想对约瑟良是彻底的没有路了。
So to Joseph, he has come to a dead end.
神已经忘记他了。
God has forgotten him.
所以诗篇的作者曾经这么写过。
So the author of Psalms wrote this.
我的神啊，你为什么忘记了我？
So my God, why have you forgotten me?
我每次看到这一句，都会想起约瑟。
So whenever I read this verse, I will think of.
他一定有一个很大的痛苦。
So he was in great pain.
我的神为什么忘记了我？
So how is it that my God has forgotten me?
怎么有可能让酒神忘记我？
How is it that he allows the cupbearer to forget me?
两年。
2 years.
你看，这说是路是多么的关的多么的紧。
So we can see that all paths were blocked.
但是两年之后，突然之间呢，神打开了道路。
But after 2 full years, suddenly God opened a way.
其实这条路神早就预备好了。
Actually, this way was prepared by God beforehand.
但是约瑟没有看见。
But Joseph did not see it.
所以他被卖的时候，他大哭。
So when he was betrayed by his brother, he wept loudly.
他以为路没有了。
He thought, or when he was betrayed, he thought that there was no way.
怎么知道这是他路的开始？
But least he expected that this was the opening of a new way.
他没有想到是这个样子。
He did not expect it to be so.
当但以理被丢到狮子坑的时候，
when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den,
我相信那仇敌一定非常的高兴
了。I believe the enemies rejoiced.
但以理被丢到狮子坑里面了。
That Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
他再也出不来了。
And there's no way out for him.
他必死了。
He will surely die.
但你是这么想的。
Daniel thought of the same.
被丢到狮子坑里面了。
When he was thrown into the lion's den.
怎么有出路？没有出路了。
So there's no way out.
但是隔天王去找但以理。
But the next day when the king went to seek Daniel.
说但以理啊，你在哪里？
Daniel, where are you?
但以理说我在这里。
Daniel said, I'm here.
国王吓了一跳。
And the king was taken aback.
说狮子没有咬你吗？
Did the lions eat you?
他说狮子没有咬我。
The lions did not bite.
为什么？
Why?
因为我在王面前没有做亏欠的事情。
Because I have not committed any fault before the king.
我在神面前也没有做亏欠的事情。
And I was blameless before God.
所以神封住了狮子的口。
Therefore God sealed the lion's mouth.
这一节我们弟兄姐妹一定要记住。
So brothers and sisters must remember this.
你一生当中会接受，会遇到许多的毁谤。
In your life you will encounter a lot of slandering.
许多莫名其妙的话语。
There are a lot of things spoken about you that you cannot understand.
让你不想再来教会了。
To the extent that you no longer feel like coming to church.
让你彻底失望了。
You are totally disappointed.
好像每个人都变成狮子要咬你一样。
As if the people want the lions to bite you.
但是咬不到你的。
But the lions will not bite you.
为什么？
Why?
你在神面前没有做过亏损的事情。
Because you are able to remain steadfast and blameless before God.
你在神面前没有做过亏损的事情。
And when you have done nothing wrong before God.
神会封住狮子的口的。
God will seal the mouths of the lions.
保罗他的仇敌以为说将他关起来就没有办法再传福音了。
The enemies of Paul thought that by throwing him into prison, Paul would be chained and therefore not able to preach the gospel.
他们制造一个谣言啊。
They created a rumor.
说保罗带外邦人进了会堂。
And said that Paul has brought Gentiles into the holy temple.
哗被神将抓起来。
And then Paul was arrested.
有说从此保罗不能传福音了。
And they felt that Paul would never be able to preach the gospel ever again.
他们认为说保罗再不会有路了。
And they thought that Paul would have no more way.
但是保罗在狱中啊，在监狱里面怎么写信呢？
But in the prison, Paul wrote his epistles.
他说我虽然被捆绑了,
he said that even though I was chained,
但是神的道理绝对不会被捆绑的,
but the word of God will not be chained.
也因为保罗被捆绑了,
and because of Paul's imprisonment,
他的道理就传到今天,
so his epistles are able to spread the word of God to this day.
他在被监禁的时候,
when he was imprisoned,
写了许多的书信,
he wrote many epistles.
这个书信就这么传下来了,
and these epistles were passed on.
如果他当时没有被捆绑起来,
and had he not been imprisoned,
他可能没有这么多的时间可以写这么多的信,
he would not have so much time to write so many epistles.
我们也知道说当时要写信不是那么的简单,
and we know that it is not easy to write an epistle.
所以仇敌以为是捆住了保罗了,
so when the enemies thought that they had enchained Paul,
其实是捆不住的,
actually they could not chain him.
仇敌以为是将这个丹尼丢到石坑里面了,
the enemies thought that by throwing Daniel into the lion's den,
其实狮子是咬不下去的,
actually the lions would not be able to bite Daniel.
所以这给我们很大的信心,
so this will give us great faith.
在我一生当中我遇见了许多少数的这种事情,
so in my life I've encountered some of these problems.
有时候你觉得莫名其妙怎么会有这些谣言出现,
sometimes I was wondering how come such rumors are spoken,
怎么会有人相信这些事情,
and how is it that people believe in these,
好像每个人都变成狮子一样,
as if everyone has become a lion.
你不要害怕,
but you must not fear.
只要你在神面前没有做过亏损的事情,
as long as you stand blameless before God,
只要你在人面前没有做过亏损的事情,
as long as you have done no harm to anyone,
被狮子咬的绝对不是你,
the one beaten by the lion will not be you.
所以圣经里面讲得非常的清楚,
therefore the Bible tells us very clearly.
第九节告诉我们什么?
What does verse 9 tell us?
那作假见证陷害人的, 神不原谅。
So for the ninth commandment tells us that for those who bear false witness and deal falsely with his neighbor, God will not forgive.
所以我们要非常的小心,
therefore we must be very careful.
不要作假见证陷害人,
do not bear false testimony and harm others.
不要作假见证想要将人的路堵死,
do not bear false witness in order to block people's way.
不要忘记了,
do not forget.
再怎么堵不到神的路,
so no matter how you try to block the way, you cannot block God's way.
在神来看都是有路的,
so in the eyes of God there is always a way.
我曾经遇过一件以为没有路的, 经历,
so I have an encounter where I thought there was no way.
这是在 1999年的年尾,
this was in 1999, the end of the year.
1999年的年尾, 我从一个地方, 年会回来,
so after attending a spiritual meeting, I was returning.
我回到巴黎教会,
when I returned to the Paris church,
跟许多弟兄姐妹一起回来,
so I came back with many brothers and sisters from Paris.
那我们就在教会用餐,
and we were having our meal there.
就有一个弟兄呢, 一个当医生的弟兄跑进来,
and there was a brother who is a doctor who came in.
他说, 诶, 杨传道你们来一下,
so preacher Yang, can you come?
脸色有点不对,
so he looked, his countenance was different.
我那时候吓了一跳,
I was surprised.
因为我离开教会, 离开巴黎超一个多礼拜,
for I have been away from the parish church for over a week.
我想他是不是犯罪了,
so straight away I thought, could he have committed a sin?
为什么脸这么不自然?
How is it that his face looked so different?
我正在吃饭,
so I was having my meal.
他说你们能过来一下?
He said, can you come over?
我说可以,
I said, yes.
我心里就默祷,
in my heart I prayed silently.
当然已经有点太迟了,
of course that may be already too late.
我主啊,
Lord,
千万不要使他犯罪,
Lord, please preserve him from committing sin.
这是一个好弟兄,
he is a good brother.
若是他出事到怎么办?
So if something had happened, what will happen?
我们要知道说巴黎教会 90%以上都是在那边受洗的,
so I know that 90% of the believers in Paris were baptized there.
不是移民的弟兄姐妹,
they are not brothers and sisters who migrated there.
移民的弟兄姐妹, 他们有道理的基础,
so for those who migrated there, they already have the foundation of their faith.
在那边受洗的, 他们的道理只是接受从我这边接受而已,
and for those who are baptized in Paris, they receive the word of truth from me.
巴黎教会有很多弟兄姐妹一辈子只看过我一个传道,
so many brothers and sisters in Paris, in their whole lifetime, they only see me, their only preacher.
只看过一间教会就是巴黎教会,
and they have only seen one church, that's the parish church.
什么都是从我这边听来的,
so whatever they listen come from me.
所以我这个压力也很大,
so I feel tremendous pressure.
我真的很怕将他们教坏了,
I'm afraid that I may teach them the wrong things.
所以这个战战兢兢的这种生活是压力很大。
Therefore, I feel the tremendous pressure having to live a life in fear and trembling.
我跟神祷告神件事情。
And I pray to God for this matter, over this matter.
请你在法国地区,华语区建立一个教会。
Lord, please establish your church in this place, Paris.
在法语区啊。 讲话文的地方,
or in areas of French speaking areas.
因为我们教会讲话语的地区, 巴黎是第一间教会,
for Paris is the first French speaking location.
以后可能要借着这个地区呢, 往话语的地区传,
and perhaps through Paris, we will be able to venture into other French speaking areas.
世界上讲话语的国家还很多,
there are many countries in the world that are speaking French.
我知道我的生命不长,
I know that my life is not long.
我求神建立一个教会,
and I pray that the Lord will establish a church, to establish a good church.
我走了以后,
and after I depart, they can preach the gospel. Many of them cannot read Chinese. They can only listen to what I say and what I write.
所以我的工作就让这些还懂中文的赶快来翻译一些比较重要的道理。
So my work is to allow those people who are able to translate my writings into who are able to translate it from Chinese into French to do this work.
我们若简单的说了, huh?
To put it simply,
我所做的工作我每天都有那种办后事的感觉。
So every time I perform my work, I am like preparing for my funeral.
我常在想,
I'm always thinking,
不是我的葬礼, 我的后事, 不是葬礼, 我以后的事情, 那没有关系了,
sorry,
我常在想说,
I plan ahead.
你说我走了以后,
that after I have departed,
这个道理要怎么保持纯正?
So how am I going to preserve this truth?
因为不再有人能够去直接教他们了。
Because there's no one who can directly instruct them.
所以我说神啊, 建立一个教会,
so I pray to God to establish a church.
找到接班人,
and to have successors.
一定要让这个福音能够持续地传下去,
so that this gospel can be passed on.
第三,
thirdly,
主啊, 求你让我有生之年,
and the third thing I request of God is that when I'm still alive, that these people are independent enough not to listen to me anymore.
不要每次我说什么他们说对对对,
that every time whatever I say they will nod in agreement.
我希望有一天他们告诉我说, 传道, 你讲的好像不是对哦。
And I hope that one day the believers will tell me, preacher, I think you have spoken something wrongly.
我祈求神这件事情让我在有生之年能够碰上。
So I pray to God that I will be able to see these three things happen.
就像我对我的孩子一样,
just as I expect of my child.
如果有一天我的孩子突然说, 爸爸, 你的意见, 你的看法好像不是很好吧。
So one day if my son were to tell me that, father, I think that your opinion is not good.
你如果是他的爸爸的话,
if you are the father,
你会不会生气?
Will you be angry?
我相信你绝对不会生气的。
I believe you will not be angry.
你会很高兴的。
You will be very happy.
但是你有点怪怪的啦。
But of course you will feel strange about it.
但是你还是会很高兴,
but I feel you will rejoice.
你会跟太太讲说, 啊, 孩子长大了,
because you will tell your wife that our child is grown up now.
如果他提出的看法比你更好的话,
and if he gives a better proposal than you,
你真的是一种放心的感觉,
you will feel relief.
孩子长大了,
that my child has grown up.
感谢主了,
thank the Lord.
所以我很希望巴黎教会, 话语学的教会是这样。
So I hope that the Paris church and the French speaking areas will be.
没有错, 是神借着我一手将他们带大。
Of course, through me, they have been brought up in their faith through me.
借着神, 借着我, huh?
So God, through my hands, have raised them.
他们几乎没有听过别的传道讲什么道理。
They have not heard of other preachers preaching anything.
一辈子就是听我一直讲道。
So their whole lifetime, they would hear only my sermons.
我在法国已经27年了。
And I have been in Paris for 27 years.
当传道已经15年了。
I've been a preacher 15 years.
同样一个地方,
I have been in the same location. I've not departed from there.
所以我祈求这么这样的向神祈求。
So this is how I pray to God.
结果这个弟兄叫我去。
That when this brother asked me there,
这弟兄是一个很好的弟兄。
He is a good brother.
是我放很多的盼望在他身上的弟兄。
And I have placed much expectation on him.
结果他说他有事。
And he said something happened.
叫我到房间里面。
And I went into his room.
我主啊, 千万他不要出事。
So I pray in my heart, God, I hope that nothing bad has happened.
建了小房间啊,
And when I entered the small room,
他们关起来,
he closed the door.
啊, 糟糕了。
So I said, this must be bad.
他说, 传道, 我有件事要告诉你。
He said, preacher, I have something to tell you.
哦,主啊, 希望是不是他的事。
So in my heart, I said, Lord, please, that this is not bad news.
我说你说吧。
I said, speak it.
他说, 不然你请你坐下, 叫我坐下来。
And he told me to sit down.
我就坐下来。
I sat down.
我说你就说吧。
And I said,
然后报告来了。
Then the report came.
我说什么报告?
What report?
他说医生报告说你得癌症。 说我得癌症。
So the doctor's report says that you have contracted cancer.
我那时候心情很复杂。
So at that time, I was very, I had mixed feelings.
啊, 感谢主不是他。
So I thank God it is not him who has encountered anything bad.
是我得癌症。
So it is I who had contracted cancer.
我就问他。
And I asked him,
那我还剩几年?
How many years do I have left?
他说 百分之几可以活一年, 百分之几可以活二年, 百分之几可以活三年, 百分之几可以活五年。
So he told me the percentages, how many percent for me if I have 1 year of my life left, or 2 years, or 3 years, or 5 years.
那我说我是属于哪一年的?
So I asked him specifically, how many more years?
他说这是一个统计啦, 很难说啦。
He says, based on statistics, this is my presentation, but it is difficult to tell.
我说那谢谢你。
So I said, thank you.
但是你不要告诉别人啊。
But don't tell others.
他说好, 他不告诉别人。
He says, all right, I will not say.
那我就出来了。
Then I came out of the room.
弟兄姐妹继续在吃饭。
And the others were still having their meal.
我就请这个弟兄一起来吃饭。
And I invited the brother to have the meal.
我们就一起吃饭。
So we had our meal.
但是完全不一样了。
But it was different.
很多人还在讲话。
Many people were talking.
也很多人在跟我讲话。
And many people were talking.
我一样在回答。 我一样在回答问题。
And I was also answering their questions.
但是我发觉很多东西我已经听不见了。
But I felt that I could not hear anything in.
那个整个时间全部变得非常的奇怪。
So the whole atmosphere became very strange to me.
那个感觉就是你在走路的时候,
the feeling is as if you are walking away.
是有路没有错了。
Of course there's the path.
但是你好像撞到一个玻璃门了。
But it seems that you have bumped yourself against the glass door.
你要怎么走走不过去。
And you're not able to move to the other side.
你要一直往后退。
And you have to retreat.
明天对你来讲没有任何的意义。
So there is no significance for you when tomorrow comes.
将来更没有任何的意义。
And you hold no significance of the future.
我那时候只想说要赶快将孩子跟太太送回台湾。
So straight away I thought to myself, I must send my wife and my son back to Taiwan.
其实都没有在想。
And I did not think of any other thing.
因为我们讲过那个地方不是移民的地方。 法国不是移民的地方。
I mentioned that Paris is not the place where we have many migrants. We do not have our relatives.
这那种生活跟我们这边感觉不一样。
Therefore, life there is very different from us.
你如果要孤单，你会非常的孤单。
If you sometimes you feel lonely and you are really very lonely.
所以我那时候心里想说，要赶快将他们送回去。
So in my heart, I thought of sending them straight away to Taiwan.
那很事情都很复杂。
And then I was very puzzled.
那很多事情是往后退，时间往后退。
And time seems to be moving backwards.
那吃完饭以后我就回去了。
After my meal, I returned.
那时候我一个人开车回家。
I drove home alone.
我穿过巴黎。
I went through the roads in Paris.
我知道巴黎晚上很漂亮。
I know that Paris has a very beautiful night scenery.
我很少看过这么漂亮的城市。
And I have not seen many as many cities that are that beautiful.
我那天走过巴黎一点感觉都没有。
So that night when I drove in Paris, I had no feeling at all.
我从教会到我家才有一个小时的车。
So the church from my house is an hour's drive.
我就停在门口。
And I parked at my door.
我想说要怎么进去。
So I was thinking how I could enter the door.
但我家人都不知道。
Of course, my family members did not know.
我坐在车子上很久。
So I sat in the car for a long time.
看着后视镜。
I look at the rear mirror.
你知道我们看后视镜做什么吗?
So why do I look at the rear mirror?
那边笑。
I was smiling.
我在找一个笑容, 最自然的笑容。
I was trying to pose a smile as natural as I can.
一直笑, 笑到一个, 我觉得, 诶, 不错。
So I been smiling until I find one acceptable smile.
蛮自然的,
rather natural.
我要抓住这个笑容,
and I freeze my smile.
然后去按门铃,
and then I press the doorbell.
啊, 我孩子在出来开门,
my son opened the door.
我那时候孩子应该是十几、十三岁,
还是十岁, at that time, he was only 13 or 14 years old.
因为我曾经跟神讲过说, 主啊, 孩子太小了。
For well, I've said to God before, God, my son is still young.
还不到18岁,
he is not even 18.
所以我知道他还很小,
so I know he was still young.
通常孩子的, 我回来孩子来, 我会抱他, 会亲他,
so normally I will embrace my son, I will kiss him.
就他那天来开门了,
so he opened the door.
我按了铃之后,
so after I pressed the bell,
我就在那边笑,
I was smiling.
我希望他开门看到我在笑,
I want him to see my smiling face.
他一开门呢,
he opened the door.
我就这样抱住了,
and I hug him.
本来会再亲他,
normally I will kiss him.
他要抬头让我亲他,
so he raised his head for me to kiss him.
我头这样压在我肩头上, 不给他抬起来,
but I pressed his head against my shoulder.
过了一阵子这样放开,
and after a while I released him.
过了一阵很长的一个月, 一个礼拜,
and after 1 week,
这个礼拜很多的事情都改变了,
so in this week, many things seem to have changed.
但是家人都不知道发生什么事情,
but my family members did not know what had happened.
有一天啊, 我太太问我说, 到底发生什么事情?
Until one day, my wife asked me what happened.
我说没有啊, 我很正常啊。
I said, I'm normal, nothing happened.
她说不对,
she said, no.
我儿子也说爸爸, 你看起来有点不对劲啊。
And my son said, Father, I feel that you are somewhat different.
我说我很正常啊。
I said, I'm normal.
其实我心里在想,
actually, in my heart,
我跟神祈求的三个事情都实现了,
there are 3 things that I've prayed to God about and they have been fulfilled.
教会建立了,
the church has been established.
接班人也有了,
there are successors.
这个教会不听我了,
and the church does not listen to me.
我讲的话就是当作参考而已,
so my words are reference for them.
我非常高兴他们长大了,
I'm happy that they have grown up.
所以我在想说是时候到了,
so I thought to myself, is it time?
所以这是一个很深的一种思想,
so I was deep in my thoughts.
一直到过了一个礼拜之后,
until after 1 week.
感谢神让我突然之间明白过来,
and I thank God that suddenly I'm able to understand.
突然之间找到一条道路,
I found a way.
这条道路怎么来的呢?
How did this way come about?
我们要多背圣经呢,
we must recite the Bible more.
因为在你困苦的时候, 圣经能够救你一命呢,
for when you are in sorrows and grief, the Bible, the words of God can save you.
在我最找不到路的时候,
when I couldn't find the way,
我突然想起一节圣经节,
then I remembered the Bible verse.
就诗篇的23篇,
Psalm 23.
我们请看诗篇23篇,
let's turn to Psalm 23.
这我想我们很多人都会背,
I believe many could recite this psalm.
这里说耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不知缺乏,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我告诉自己,
I tell myself,
我以前以为说我不缺乏吃的, 我不缺乏穿的,
so in the past, I thought that I have no lack of food or clothing.
我也这样地告诉弟兄姐妹,
and I tell the brothers and sisters,
说如果你相信神, 你什么都不缺乏的,
that if you believe in God, you have lack of nothing.
我突然念到这些圣经节,
and when I read this verse,
耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不知缺乏,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
但是我告诉自己啊,
I tell myself,
不对啊,
it's not right.
我什么都有,
I have everything,
但是我很缺乏,
but I am very lacking.
我的感觉非常的孤单,
I feel very lonely.
到底我缺了什么东西?
So what is this that I?
为什么我会这么的空洞?
How is it that I feel so empty?
但是圣经的应许是什么?
What is the promise of the Bible?
耶和华说的牧者, 我必不致缺乏,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
所以我要说我一定想错了,
so I thought I have thought wrongly.
这里讲的不是吃什么穿什么,
this is not talking about food or clothing.
一定有个东西我不会缺乏的,
it is surely something that I will not lack.
但是我现在竟然抓不到,
but how is it that I cannot catch
all of it? 到底什么东西?
What is this?
我又想起自杀的人, 我想起自杀的人, 我想起那些自杀的人,
and I thought of those people who attempted suicide.
当我知道有人要自杀的时候,
when I know of someone who wants to commit suicide,
我会跟他说什么?
What will I tell him?
我说你不要灰心,
I said, do not be disheartened.
你还有神啊,
you still have God.
我突然醒悟过来了,
then I come to my realization,
我必不致缺乏,
I shall not want.
我不缺乏什么,
I do not lack life.
我绝对不会缺乏神同在,
I will not lack the abiding presence of God.
我绝对不会缺乏神的爱,
I will not lack the love of God.
突然间整个人都豁然开朗了,
and suddenly I feel I'm opened.
本来都没有路了,
actually I have no way.
本来时间已经不再往前行了。
Actually, time seemed to have stopped for me.
突然之间开始又往前行了。
But then suddenly, time moved ahead.
耶和华是我的牧者。
That the Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
我再怎么孤单
，No matter how lonely I am,
他必定在我身边。
He will surely by my side.
纵使我必须离开
，Even if I have to leave,
他必定会跟我的孩子在一起。
He will still be with my children.
我绝对不会缺乏的。
I will.Not lack.
所以那天得到很大的安慰。
Therefore, I received a great comfort.
我就继续的默念了。
Then I recited it quietly.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
That he makes me to lie down.
他领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside the.
这个地方都还存在。
So all these are places.
为什么我感受不到
？How is it that I cannot feel it?
就像面对一个很好吃的东西。
Just as I'm faced with a very delicious
food. 因为你心情的不好。
Because of your bad food,
你完全品尝不到这个味道。
You're not able to taste it.
其实它是存在的。
Actually, they exist.
所以我突然间觉得说，一切都非常的开朗。
Then suddenly, I feel that I'm open and cheerful.
满地都是青草。
There is green pastures.
我一样可以躺在草地上。
And I can lie down in the pastures.
我可以一样在溪水边来喝水。
I can drink from the.
这是一个多美的日子。
This is a beautiful day.
为什么要让它这样的白白过去
？How is it that I want to waste it away?
它使我的灵魂苏醒了。
He restores my soul.
我的灵魂，我的灵曾经打碎过。
So my soul was once broken.
但是他来修补了它。
But then he restores it.
Restore 就修补了，破掉了，他补起来了。
Restores means God has repaired what is broken.
他修补了我的灵魂。
So he restores my soul.
为自己的名义逃走一路。
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
耶和华是我的牧者。
But the Lord is my shepherd.
我怎么会走到死荫的幽谷？
How can I walk to the valley of the shadow of death?
是他在带路的。
He was the one guiding.
因为他是我的牧者。
Because he's my shepherd.
但是这里却说我走到死荫的幽谷。
But here says that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然有耶和华是我的牧者。
Even though the Lord is my shepherd.
我还是一样会走到死荫的幽谷。
I can still walk to the valley of the shadow of death.
这是一个很正常的现象。
This is a natural phenomenon.
没有什么好惊奇的。
Nothing alarming.
不同的是什么？
What is the difference?
在死荫的幽谷当中
that in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death,
我不怕遭害
I will fear no evil,
因为你与我同在
for you are with me,
我跟每个人一样
I'm just like
我现在躲在一个死荫的幽谷当中
I'm in the valley of the shadow of death,
但是我跟他们不同在哪里
but what's the difference between
我不怕遭害
I will fear no evil,
因为神跟着我
for God is with me,
或在这里或在那里
whether it is here or there,
神都跟着我
God is with me,
他的杖他的竿都在安慰我
the rod and the staff comfort me,
我得到一个很大的安慰。
I receive great comfort.
接着他说，在我敌人面前。
And then he says, you before my enemies.
你为我摆设筵席。
You prepare a table before me.
你用油膏了我的头。
You anoint my head with oil.
使我的福杯满溢。
My cup runs over.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我怎么有可能遇到我的仇敌
？How can I encounter my enemies?
神在领路啊。
God is guiding the way.
仇敌应该都跑掉了。
So by right, the enemies.
怎么有可能还有仇敌？
How can there be enemies?
但是这写得那么清楚。
But it is stated clearly.
耶和华是我的牧者。
That the Lord is my shepherd.
但是我遇见了仇敌的。
When I meet with my enemies.
但是在仇敌面前呢？
In my the presence of my enemies.
神开始为我摆设筵席啊。
God prepared a table for me.
这是一个多么大的恩典。
So this is great grace.
平时都有很大的恩典。
And this is great grace.
平常都有很大的恩典。
In normal times you have great grace.
但是这个恩典最大。
But this grace is the greatest.
当你遇到仇敌的时候。
And when you are in the presence of my enemies.
他摆设一个很大的筵席给你。
It prepares a great feast for you.
看你要看哪一边。
So it depends on where you look at.
你若看着仇敌，你害怕。
If you look at your enemies, you are afraid.
你若不理他，看着神的宴席。
If you ignore your enemies and look at the feast prepared by God,
你就尽情的享受。
Then you enjoy the feast. Why?
因为神就在你身边，你怕什么？
Because God is just by your side. Why is that?
他要用油膏你啊。
And he anoints your head with oil.
他要使你的福杯满溢。
And your cup runs over.
在这样的日子当中。
So in these days.
无论苦或顺或逆。
No matter whether it's plain sailing or in difficulties,
我一生一世不离开神。
So I will not depart from God all the days of my life.
我一定要住在耶和华殿中直到永远。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我会得到一个很大的安慰。
Therefore, I receive great comfort.
我从来没有想到诗篇上面是这么写的。
So I have not realized that Psalm 23 was written this way.
我现在突然间明白了。
And suddenly I understood.
大卫躲过许多的死荫的幽谷。
David had gone through many valleys of the shadow of death. He encountered many enemies.
你看他多么的欢喜快乐。
But see how he rejoices.
我这小小的病算什么？
So this small illness of mine, what is that?
我为什么要因为这个小小的病显得不快乐？
So I will not be unhappy because of this small illness.
我为什么要因为别人一两句话显得不快乐？
Or I will not be unhappy over a few words spoken by others.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不
I shall not want.
他会跟我在一起。
He will be with me.
在死荫幽谷当中。
And in the midst.
在敌人面前。
In the valley of the shadow of death.
在旷野当中。
Before my enemies
in
the wilderness.
在红海前面。
Before the red sea.
在监狱当中。
In the prison.
神都在那个地方。
God is there.
再不会迷路的时候了。
There will be no time where you have no way.
所以我希望借着我这痛苦的经历，能够带给你们更大的平安。
So I hope that through this experience of mine, the painful experience of mine that I related,
让你们不要经历过这些一无路的那种时期。
So that you will be spared of these sorrows.
不要经过好像找不到路的时候。
Do not pass through a phase where you find that there is no way.
不要经过这样的痛苦。
Do not go through this suffering.
让你们能够时刻的知道。
That you must always realize.
不管怎么样，你要记住。
That no matter what, you must remember.
路是存在的。
That there is always a way.
主啊，求你让我看见。
But we pray that Lord, please let me see the way.
路一定可以打开。
Surely the way will be opened.